Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, shalom, everybody. And guess what? It's the first day of the week again. This is rolling up really quickly here. I'm telling you, it's like you blink and it's Friday, and then you look up and it's Sunday all over again. This is some scary stuff. Boy, the days is certainly speeding up, and this is serious, pretty serious. How's everybody doing today? I'm in a good mood. I think everything is wonderful, you know. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Just glad to be around, just glad to be alive and in good, pretty good health. You know, I'm working on it. We're getting it together. We're trying to get it together. It's a struggle, I'm telling you. Let me tell y'all what they're doing to this food. They poisoning us in this food. I'm telling y'all right now. I would advise you under the sound of my voice to start cooking your own food and being very selective as to what you put in your body. Because when I was out today, everybody is obese. The 90% of the people is obese, and it's affecting health. It doesn't look right. It ain't cute, and it's affecting your health. Be very, very selective. I know we already are because we're eating with the dietary laws of the Old Testament and everything, but I'm just saying you got to be extra vigilant with the stuff that you put in your mouth because they're doing something to the food to cause people to be overweight like this. I don't care what nobody say. These people are not eating themselves to be the size that they are. They have done something to the food to make fat produce. I don't understand it. I just really don't. I don't understand. People are huge. I mean scary huge. It's like this ain't normal. You know? So I just wanted to get that off my chest, you know, and let everybody know, you know, this is some serious stuff out here. We got to really be careful because the odds is against us, and it ain't just black people. It's white people, all people. Everybody is fat. They fat as hell. I just say it that way. But it's the truth. You're like, man, what is going on? And it's no way you're going to tell me if this is self-inflicted. It's not. They have done something in mass production of the food to add chemicals or something to it to cause people to be in the situation that they are in. I'm just being honest. Young girls, I mean, the young women is obese. They ain't just fat. They obese. It's fat hanging in the front. It's fat hanging in the back. It's fat thighs. I looked at a girl today. I don't know how she got them pants on. I just don't know how they fit. And I was looking like, how did she get in them? Because you could see the fat from her legs hanging off from inside the pants. I'm like, how did she even put them on? That's got to be painful. And so it's not normal. And I don't blame the people because people are not eating in excess like that. It's the things that they were eating that we once ate before and everything was fine that they have altered this food, I'm telling you. Now, it's ridiculous. Seriously. I just want to vent and get that off my chest. How's everybody doing today? Brother Dooney, I hope you can hear me. If you can, please push one. I see your phone number there. If you can push one and let me know you hear my voice, I would be happy. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to open up your mic so you know what we're getting ready to do. So what you say about all these fat folks? I mean, for real.
Yeah, I think I said that a couple of years ago, man. How we've been over, we're obese. You understand? I can't imagine. I'm looking, I'm seeing all of these fat people. You understand? I mean, eating myself, man. And I don't eat no whole lot of food.
Me neither.
You know, so I understand. You know, these, you know. See, we living in these horrendous times here, you understand, that anything is subject to happen, you understand, especially it wakes us, it gives us an eye-opener, you understand, the times is hastening, you go to bed Sunday night and wake up, it'll be Wednesday.
Yeah, that's true, that is so true.
It's gotten to the point, man, you understand, that I forget what day it is.
Yeah, it's moving fast. I mean, I like that part about it, that it's moving fast, but it's almost like there's a conspiracy against the population. And I'm just not even talking about Israel, just the population, because guess what? These people get obese, they get sick, you need medication. It's just a cycle, and it's like we have got, As people, we have got to start paying attention to the food that we putting in our bodies. We just do.
Yep. Well, I don't even think it's that, man. You know, we know that the water to come out the tap is not a good thing. But then they give us bottled water. Do we know where that's coming from? And the chemicals that's in that, they always put what the chemicals is. You understand? And then, but we never understand what really is in the bottled water. You understand? You know? So yeah, hey man, we in some dying times here, man. And this is horrendous here. You understand? we got.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is really true. That's just, you know, I just every time I go out, I just pay attention to the people. And, you know, they working with it. You know, even the young girls trying to make it look halfway decent. And they trying to wear the clothes that make them look, you know, it just ain't right. I mean, it's just something else. Something is going on. It's something else going on. It really is. It's sad. It is really sad.
You know, we got to go through this. We got to get through it. You understand what I'm saying? I watch a lot of this stuff on the internet, man. You know, and you know, we're getting ready to go into, we're getting ready to go home. That's the major thing. You understand? We just gotta hold on. You understand? That's what we gotta do. You understand? That's all we got. We ain't got nothing else, man. Almighty said that He was gonna be our salvation. You understand? Nothing that they'll derive against us shall prevail. So we just got to hold on, man. Trust in the Almighty. Put away as much possible food as we possibly can, because it's going to get real tight. It's going to get real tight, and you're going to wonder where your next meal coming from. But if put some of them grits away and some rice and some beans, you understand what I'm saying, and try to get you some flour. And seal it up real good, you understand, so that no bugs will get in it, you understand, and that's all we got, man. We won't go hungry.
No, because he said Jacob was going to be saved out of it.
That is correct.
You know? That's what he said.
He's going to be saved out of it if we do something about ourselves. We got to continuously work on us too now, you understand, you know. You understand? There ain't going to be no magical, mystical books.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I know however he works it out, he's going to work it out where it's going to work out in our favor. You know, it's just a lot going on, man. It's a lot of stuff against us as a people. A lot of stuff against us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we got, you know, it's a, you know, the deck is stacked against us, man. We got to understand that.
Yeah, we got to really be careful what we put in our mouth. We going to have to really, so we had, that was what our class was about in the women's call on Tuesday of last week. And Malka did a class about how we got to start reading the labels. You can't afford not to read the labels. You just can't afford to do that. You got to make sure that this is the way it's supposed to be. Because I'm telling you, there is something going on with this food.
Because
you ain't going to tell me everybody is eating theyself to death. I don't believe that. And they ain't eating nothing no more different than they always eat, that we've always eaten. And you know 90% of the people is obese.
I see. I've always wondered why. You know, I'm overweight myself. You understand? But I, you know, what my doctor say that I'm right on time. You understand? With my height, you understand? But I know that I'm overweight. My main weight is 180 pounds. If I was 180 pounds, I'd be ideal. You understand? I weigh 232. You understand? So, you know, I know I'm overweight.
It's just unbelievable to see the people. And, you know, everybody is just accepting it. And then when the doctor tell you, oh, you got diabetes, they just go on a pill. Or, oh, you just got high blood pressure. And then we go on a pill. Or, oh, you got this, and we go on a pill. And it's like, no, we got to stop eating the stuff that's causing the problem. But again, that's just me talking. I just wonder if people even worry about that anymore. You know, because they got a pill for everything now. All you got to do is they get diagnosed. You, as long as you keep doing what you're doing, you eat the way you eat. And it's like, man. But we got to watch what we put in our bodies, because I'm telling you, to the best of our ability, Because I'm telling you, once, it's a lot. It's just a lot going on. There's a lot going on, boy.
Woo. Let me just say, I went to the diabetes clinic a while back, mm-hmm. man, maybe 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going to this diabetic clinic, man. You know, as they call me, I go in there. But I got with the head diabetes clinic guy, and he told me, he said, man, I recommend that you take this. They came out with this new pill, new shot for diabetes. You understand? You do it once a week. You understand what I'm saying? So I told him, I'm not taking no shot, man. You know, he got frustrated with me.
I bet he did.
But then I asked my primary care doctor, man, you know, do I really need to take this shot? You understand what I'm saying? She said, you know, she read my readings, and she said, I don't see no reason why you need to take those shots. You understand? You know, so he's selling they selling medication. They make you, oh, you need to take this shot. You understand? And then you don't really need to take that shot. You understand?
Right.
He pissed off with me, man. I don't see him no more. I guess I'm not on his schedule. Because I told him, man, he got upset with me. Because I told him, I'm not taking no shot, man. You understand? I don't really need, y'all got to come up with another plan. I don't want to take no pills, but I've been taking them for such a long time. You understand what I'm saying? And they seem to be working. So why do I need to take a shot? I ain't taking no shots, period. I ain't taking no vaccines. I will take the test to find out whether I have COVID-19 or whatever. But I ain't taking no shots. I'm going to tell you that right now. I ain't taking vaccines. I ain't doing that, man. And any time that they start talking about, what's his name, Bill Gates, then you know something fishy going on. And I've seen this on the internet, that Bill Gates is the grandson of the girl that started the Planned Parenthood. He's the grandson.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I just found that out today. He's the grandson of Margaret Singer.
That make a lot of sense. That make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, he's not no scientist or doctor or anything like that, man. You understand? He made his money through the computer era. You understand? But you understand? He want to, you know, he pushing all them. Vaccines on the Africans. You understand? We gonna try it out on them first and all that kind of shit. I'm so pissed off with these guys, but you know I shouldn't be, because we have to work through this here. We gonna have to go through this, man. It's gonna be hell. Jacob's troubles. You understand?
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mhm.
You just gotta have enough faith in you to trust in the Almighty. That's all we got.
Yep, that's true. That is so very, very true. So very true. There's nothing you can do. It's so very true. Woo! I just don't know. That just kind of threw me today when I was looking, because it wasn't just black people. It was all kind of folk. It unexpectedly overweight. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But that's the world we living in. That's the things we going through. Hold on. Shalom, Sister Lavia, how are you today?
Shalom, 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 family.
Shalom.
Hello.
I wanted to bring something to the table.
Uh-oh.
You know, with all the issues that I've been having going on in prayer, I wanted to find something to where it could help me to where I could. What I needed to do was find something natural to help restore my body. So when I in my thought process, I'm looking at where can I get these minerals and vitamins from.
Mm-hmm.
So in my research, I'm going back to the Great Salt Lakes that are pouring
mm-hmm.
off into the Atlantic Sea. And what you can get is the liquefied version of the trace minerals, everything
okay.
that our bodies are missing naturally.
Okay.
So you can get all the copper, everything that you need, and it helps with so many different things because now you're trying to get back to the point of the way it was before we started introducing all of the GMOs and all of that stuff, the stuff that we
yep.
can't get naturally from the from the vegetables, or if you're vegan. So I would just like to encourage you to look at trace minerals. You can look up online. And to where it has like 72 different, the nutrients, 72 different minerals from the periodic table that you can you get the copper, you get all of it, and it's all natural. So when I look back at something that is given to us, not man-made, but something created by the Most High that is also
mm-hmm.
going off into the Atlantic Ocean, then I feel safe for doing that, getting all natural, because you can get even the actual water. So you're getting all of the trace minerals. And it's, you know, like I said, you only have to take like a 0.5 milliliter, so it's a small dosage. But you're taking it every day, you start feeling a difference. And it's helping you with your knees. It's helping you with your diabetes. It's helping you with your heart. Now it's starting to restore you back to that point. And I just wanted to bring that information forward for our sisters and brothers out there so we can start, like you said, getting into the point of trying to get healthier from the inside.
Yeah.
And then we start working outside. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm looking at it on Amazon. They have an 8 fluid ounce of trace mineral drops for like $21.99. And it's supposed to maintain the balance in the body to optimize your pH levels. It's all natural. It's vegan. It's kosher. It's a concentrate. It includes all the minerals. That's a good idea. I might have to try that because I'm telling you, the food that we getting today, it does not have what you need, and not all of it. It don't. You know, I told somebody I ate a banana years ago, and it just tasted like mush, and I haven't had one since. You know, because it's ridiculous. You know, the things that we have to be subject to with the food that they've given us. You know, and I know that when we leave and we go back to wherever Yah has us, we won't be subjected to those type of things. But these people are mass producing this food, and they are doing it as economically as they can. And the nutrients, I don't know what kind of seeds they're using. Same thing with this weed these kids are smoking. I said, I don't know what y'all smoking. It don't even smell right. I said, I don't even know what that is, for real. You know, they have introduced a whole new seed variation to the point where the stuff they growing from marijuana to green bean, everything is just different. It's just different. I'm telling you it is. And it's like,
but
we got to do something back.
But you know, as much as they're trying to bring out all of that other stuff, the counter side to that is growing as well. Everybody's looking for the natural, and they know that game. So you know, it's more as well as the more that they're trying to bring out the bad stuff, people are bringing out the good stuff. So you know, you just have to make that conscious switch because. I mean, when they have the bad weed, they have the CBD oil, which is totally natural on a whole different level that helps a lot of people. And
yeah,
then you just have to start staying away from the sugar. And you have to start staying away from the breads, which
that's something
to be out because it's that mindset of let's grab something quick because I don't feel like cooking. So the first thing, let's go get a burger. So you got all the burger, all that bread, which you get more bread than you get anything else, and everything else that's in between, you don't know what that is.
We got to make some different choices, you know, because we don't have a choice. because this is not going to go away. It's just really not going to go away. I mean, you know, everybody say, well, that don't apply to me. I feel all right for now, but you keep on feeding your body that stuff. It's going to take a toll on you. I promise it will. It's going to take a serious toll on you with the stuff that you feed or put in your body, because it's designed to do that. It's designed to get us sick. So we have to depend on the healthcare system, you know, because like I said, we're not eating nothing no different than we normally eat. Spaghetti and meatballs and all the stuff we eat, but it's something in it now that's just totally different. It's different.
Yeah, you Sister Life, Lavia said something the other day, and, you know, they got sugar in everything, man. Everything. Everything got sugar in it.
They do.
You know, it's a sad, sad situation. You can't get away from it. I'm sorry. You understand? You know, you got... The only thing that we can get, how we can get away with, is that we prepare our own food. We got to try to do that. I know it's difficult, man, but we have a fetish with sugar. You understand? That's how this whole place was set up, man, with sugar cane. You understand? Oh, man. You understand? You know? And then they got other little stuff that they doing. You understand? You know? You understand? You know? It's just a sad, sad situation that we in, but we got to trust that the Almighty going to do what he say he going to do. He say he going to come get his folk, and I'm waiting.
Well, Brother Adonia, to me, it seems like, I mean, just like you can see the people waking up, there's a lot of people that are waking up even on another level, but everybody's starting to wake up. They see what they're doing to us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even though that we know that they do that, because just like there's sugar, there's very few things that you can actually find sugar in that you don't, but you will find the high fructose corn syrup.
Sure will.
And you know, so you'll find that more than you'll find actual sugar these days. But, you know, there's people that are now, I mean, people that are baking outside of the, you know, inside that, they want to go the natural way nowadays. So, like I said, we know that at some point in time the Most High is coming to get us, but it's like at this point in time right here is the fact of preparing yourself, waking up and making changes, because we know we have to leave. We have to make a journey. But there are so many people of all colors, nations, whatever. Everybody is wanting to wake up, just like they're waking up in the fact that y'all not the people. They the people. You know, it's an awakening on a lot of different levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? Because people tired of taking medicine. People got bags of pills. And everybody like, wait a minute. 20 years ago, you didn't walk around with no bags of pills. People tired of taking medicine. It's like, no, I'm not getting ready to spend my life, because the expense is enormous, especially if you don't have health insurance and stuff, you know, with the expenses and stuff that go along with it. But I'm telling you, it's what you're putting in your mouth. Now, some of it is hereditary. Yes, it is. But a lot of it is what you're putting in your mouth.
Yeah, see, one thing that we've become accustomed and to eating sugar. I could say all day long, I ain't messing with none of them sugars and all of that. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. You understand? But my mind, if I don't make the adjustment right away, then my mind, you understand, will go right to that sugar. That, you know, see, sugar, you understand, you be hungry, you understand, the first thing that you pick up, candy bar or something in there that's going to be sweet. That takes away the appetite.
Yeah. And then, you know, like I said, it doesn't. You don't have to cut it all out 100%. Just cut out 90% of it. You know, you don't have to cut it out because the body needs some sugar. But like you said, you got sugar in bread. You're eating sugar. There's sugar in noodles. You're getting sugar that way. It's sugar in milk. You're getting sugar that way. These are things that we drink and eat every day that there's sugar in. So to add, you know, like buy a Coke, you got high fructose corn syrup in there. And Malcolm taught us about that, how even after you drink it, it's still producing fat.
Yep.
Even after you drink it, it's producing fat. Something is happening to these people that have these people overweight like this. I mean, it's scary. It really is something else to even see this kind of stuff. Something else is going on. There's no way everybody is just obese like that. I mean, they are obese. I mean, when I tell you obese, I see you, Brother Yerushalayim, I mean fat layers hanging off their thighs and off their legs, and it's like this can't be normal. This is not normal. Hold on a minute. Air code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to chime in and say that change in diet, even though it's hard, it'll cure just about everything we got.
It will.
Me and Sister Rachel started with that alkaline diet and stayed on it. And, I mean, it was hard because that sugar, like Brother Donnie, I say, boy, you be hooked to it. You don't want to give it up. It was easy to go get a candy bar, but we kind of stayed on it, replaced it with a little honey. And it made a big difference in our health. You know, it made a real big difference in our health, and it started spreading it to my family members. And I'm going to say this. I had my dad try it. You know, he's starting to eat better and eat right. He 86 years old, and I didn't tell nobody, Brother Donya knows, but he developed COVID. And they rushed into the emergency room, but this old joker hanging in there because of his diet.
All right. All right. All praises to the Most High. Yeah. Gotta take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself because there is a conspiracy going on with the food. You know, I it's certain things that I had to completely divorce, and that was yogurt, anything with a milk base in it. I just couldn't have it anymore. You know, and I don't want to have to swallow pills so I can eat it. I don't want to have it anymore because I feel like this, and I think this is what helped me. I took it to my mind that there's a conspiracy going on, that somebody is deliberately doing this to us to keep us sickly and broke down. And we have the right to choose what go inside our mouth. So, you know, for me, I just started cooking. Now, I'm not saying that I've been 100% perfect. I haven't, but I'm proud of myself for what I have done. And you would be surprised at the way things are now with me. And I just decided no more candy, no more cookies, no more tater chips, no more sodas, no more junk food. I'm finished with that. And that has been a while now, you know, that I don't even put it in my mouth. I'm not eating it. Because it's something in it. It's something that they're using in it when they produce it to cause the sickness, the fat to continue to go on. Because people been eating tater chips and cookies for years. They've been baking cookies for years, but wasn't nobody walking around like they looking now? It just has not. I don't know if it's what they shoot. I just don't know. But there's something going on to make people just are ridiculously fat. You know, and it's something you got to stop, because if you don't, you'll be far gone. You'll be at 500 pounds before you know it and don't know what happened to you. For real.
But you know what happens, Sister Yaina? You say you're going to go on a diet and you cut back on all those things, blah, blah, blah. And then you look in the mirror and ain't nothing changed in a month.
But you know what, Brother Donnie? What it is, though, is it's changing. You just may not be able to see it. You know, because I can see it in my clothes. I can see it in it, a lot of things are happening. You know, you just have to be patient, you know, because it will come off. You know, let people, you know, I know it's going to come off because you get sick enough in your stomach where you can't eat, you're going to lose weight. Now, whether you want to or not, you got to be able to feel the body. You will lose weight. So it will come off. You just have to be patient with it. But that high fructose corn syrup, and that carrageenan, she talked about carrageenan and how carrageenan is a cancer-causing agent. And it's in a whole lot of stuff that we eat.
What about that apple cider? Is that
Brother
any good?
Donia, I'm glad you said that. You know what? My sister, and she is on this line, she told us about Goli. It's called G-O-L-I. And this is, I'm holding it in my hand. This is all vegan. This is no GMO, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, organic, apple cider vinegar gummies. And these taste pretty good. And I bought them on Amazon and had them delivered. And it's apple cider vinegar gummies, and you get 60 of them in a bottle, and I think it cost me like $18. And I do one a day. And I'm telling you, they taste pretty good. And Malcolm did, and Eva, she started taking it. she can tell the difference in her gut, you know, and how it started to heal her gut, because she was doing the liquid drinking it. But these taste really good, and they're called Goli. It's a red label on it, G-O-L-I. And I would recommend
but,
you guys try that.
But it has gelatin in it, though, right?
Nope, it don't have no gelatin in it. I said I thought that, too. There's no gelatin in it to make that little gooey stuff. It's not. Nope.
All right, that's a great thing. I'm going to try that. I'm definitely going to try
it. Gelatin-free and
I ain't got no energy at all, period. You understand? And I know it's because of my weight.
Yep, it says our apple cider vinegar gummies produce the same age-old benefits of traditional apple cider vinegar without the unpleasant taste. Goli gummies are gluten-free, organic, non-GMO, gelatin-free, and vegan. Health simple.
All right.
I ordered them one day.
I like that
idea. They ordered them one day and delivered them the next.
That's going to take a while. They got a problem with the post office now.
Well, Amazon delivers them, so Amazon don't do post office.
Oh, yeah, okay then. All right, that's good.
That's the same thing with the trace minerals. The trace minerals, I mean, it's going straight to your bloodstream and straight to your stomach, and, I mean, it's great. And that and what you're talking about would be a good combination for people.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So when my sister told me about that and how she was excited about it, I bought some. And I took some for the first time. I started mine yesterday because they delivered them yesterday. And they don't taste bad at all. You know, but you got to do something to repair that gut because that stomach is where it all happens at. And once you start repairing that stomach, that stuff will start falling off, you know, and you'll start going back to regular health. But we got to be conscious about what we eat and what we put in our bodies because, I mean, it's something serious going on for people to be the size that they are and the weight that – I do not want to be on medication. I'm just going to tell you. It's very expensive, and I'm not going to sit around taking mass pills to that's counterproductive for me. I'm sorry. I just don't want to do that no more. I don't want to do that. And I only take one a day, but I don't even want to take that one for high blood pressure. I don't want to take that.
I got this on my Facebook page. You understand? There's a saying that says, get some rest, be patient while this plays out. Some of us are losing their mind about something that God has already worked out.
Yeah. And you know what? It was my boss. And I see you, air code 720. It was my boss. We did a conference call when this pandemic first started. And I ain't going to lie, I had all kind of snacks in there, all kind of stuff to snack on working from home. And we were all on the conference call, and the big boss, he said, look, I know this is a very trying time. He said, everybody's at home. He said, but don't mess up while you're at home. Don't go into poor health sitting around eating all day, eating the wrong stuff. He said, let's make this time beneficial for everybody and let us all try to work on our health while we at home. And that clicked for me. And I was like, you know what? That makes a whole lot of sense because we always say, well, it ain't nothing but a bag of chips. But it's not the fact that it's a bag of chips. It's what's in the chips.
Yeah, that's true.
I love Lay's potato chips. I love them to death, but I can't do it. It's just something in them that does not fit well with me. So I'm just saying. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, I was just listening to the conversation. I think that, I'm about 20 pounds overweight myself, so I need to do something about that. But I was just thinking about the doctor, and I think you brought this up before, that put out the video Sugar, the Bitter Truth. Anyway, he's talking, he says, and it's a pretty long video, but most diseases, if not a majority of them, are caused by overconsumption of sugar and how different you feel after you get off the sugar because it's very habit-forming. So once you have it, you tend to go to it. And another thing that I wanted to bring up is about 10 years ago, I found a book called Fit Life. And this guy is talking about natural hygiene and where our bodies our bodies are actually cleansing itself during a certain time of day. And after that time of day, if we don't stop eating, it just keeps consuming and adding to all the polluted stuff that you're putting in your body, and we never give it a chance to cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
So I had started back then when I was really watching it, I had started stop eating 7 or 8 p.m. And I was just amazed at how the weight started coming off because I was allowing my body to cleanse itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I have noticed a lot of our people and a lot of other people, too, are just, I mean, terribly obese to the point that it looks like they can hardly walk.
Yeah.
You have to wonder what is going on. I'm wondering, are they depressed? Are they in a state of anxiety that they just keep consuming the sugar and the chips and what have you? So, and pray for me, too, because I'm 20 pounds overweight myself, so.
I don't think they're depressed. I just think that they are in denial and saying this, I remember when I was smaller and I remember when I could eat this stuff and everything and it would just come off. And they still think that it's going to function the same way. But it's not because they've done something different to the food. It's not.
It's not
going to come off the same way. It's just you're just going to deal with people that are just going to continue to get bigger and bigger because they have designed the food to overly produce fat. And guess what? Like you said, the more sugar you use, the more damaging it is. The more sugar you eat, the more sicknesses come on you. And then guess what? The pharmaceutical company continues. And they get richer and richer, and you going to the doctor, and they building up all kind of resistance. And I'm going to tell you what's hard. And like Brother Yerushalayim and Sister Rachel, when you really start to cut it off, you go through some serious withdrawals.
Correct.
You really do.
You absolutely correct.
You really do.
It's not easy. I keep telling myself, you got a six-pack under this belly.
Absolutely, Brother Donnie. What'd you say? Under here, there is a six-pack.
Otherwise, I ain't going to do nothing.
And it's still there, and it don't matter how old you get. People would be like, well, he in his 70s, that's over with. No, it's not. It's never over with. You can do whatever you need to do to get you where you need to be, if that's what you want to do.
But, I mean, it's even more so that if you want to have the sugar, then take a half a teaspoon of honey that natural bees make.
Yeah.
You just have to make conscious changes.
You do.
I mean, like for me, when I got the trace minerals, I knew I needed a little bit of extra copper. To take the extra copper, immediate difference in my knees. So I'm just saying we have to make some kind of changes, and we got to reach out to family on that level too.
I know I make up excuses all the time. why didn't I do that the way I said I was going to do it? That's another excuse. So I don't know what I got to do, man, because, you understand, I start off doing right and turn around, I'm doing something that I know I ain't supposed to be doing.
Got it. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And I heard the obesity makes you more susceptible to the corona. I shouldn't say that. The people who have died of the coronavirus, a great deal of them are obese. I'll say that. So they know that that's one of the things that is not good to go into when a virus attacks your body.
I'm sure.
I mean, there's a lot of different options out there. We just have to, change our mindset. Because, I mean, everything is getting ready to change anyway. You're not going to be able to go to the grocery store and buy a whole loaf of bread, because, at the same time, I become more conscious now that I have to do the Passover. I have to observe that. So I'm conscious of how much time do I have to get rid of this bread? Do I really want this bread? You know, so I'm really starting to try to make those conscious decisions of what is keeping me held within my own jail.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you know what? It affected me so bad that every time I ate it, my legs would ache. And I'm like, oh, no. So I just said, no, I got to stop. And I don't buy it. I just don't buy it anymore. I got to stop. I mean, because I used to love toast, biscuits, cornbread, everything, anything. And I think mine is more gluten than anything. But I just had to stop. I'm like, you know, you've eaten it your whole life. You don't have to have it. It's just not something that you have to have. So I just stopped. You know, and the more you cook for yourself and the more you know what you put in, and get natural herbs when you cook. A lot of these stores like Whole Foods and all that stuff, you can go buy the natural herbs and get as much or less as you want and start putting natural herbs on your food instead of going to buy the spices that's already in the bottle, because they putting stuff in that too. When you look at all the chemicals that's going in them spices and stuff, and all that stuff, that MSG and all that, you go buy the natural spices. It's time for us to start getting right. I mean, because that stuff is killing us.
Yep. No doubt.
Killing us. You know. And I want to live a long life. I want to live a nice, long life. You know, and the older you get, the better you want to live. You know, and be around.
And you want to feel good when you're living.
Yeah, you know, like you said, people act like they can't walk. Black and white. It ain't even just black people. White people, too. They just act like they just dragging along and they just have no energy. And it's like, oh, let me get to the car. I went to Walmart today. I was watching them walk to the car. And they was like, oh, it was just like, oh, I just can't wait to get to the car. And it's like, man, what are they doing to us?
You know, like I said, Bill Gates and his boys, they said that they would like to get rid of 80% of the population of the earth. So when you say it as white folks too, they don't care.
No, they don't care. No. And you know it's something abnormal when 90% of the people is looking the same way. From young to old, you can't even say it's old people. Young people, these young girls, their bellies is hanging over their pants, and they trying to be cute and have their stomach out, and the stomach is drooping. I'm like, that's not normal for a 20-year-old girl. You know what I'm saying, an age, because we women know, even when we have our children, the Most High designed our bodies for our skin to retract back, and our stomach can go flat as a washboard. So when you got young girls, that, you know what I'm saying, they never had no kids and nothing. Their stomachs is hanging over their pants. That's not normal. There's something else going on than that. Because that's just not normal. I mean, I don't care what nobody say. That ain't normal.
Well, I mean, we had that whole period when everything was Biggie size. You got everything big, huge. You know, people, they still thinking in that same mindset.
Yeah.
Eyes bigger than their stomach. But if they fool, they still going to try to finish it out because they don't want to waste the money.
Know that, but I think they putting something in the food. I really do, because it just don't look right. I mean, everybody like that, from the young girls to the old women. And I'm talking about 15-year-olds all the way through. They just can't. I was 15 once, you know, and I like to eat too, but I was never that size. Because the older you get, the more you stretch out, and, you know, your body metabolism changes. But you just take a look, because I know you be out there, they look at them people. I mean, something wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't deny that one bit, because it seems like instead of looking toward retirement, everybody looking, I mean, it's like they looking to put you in the hospital or just keep you mulled out on drugs, because, I mean, you're going to have to choose between taking – I mean, it's like my mom, for instance. If I take her something that's very healthy, her first words out of mouth is, I got to ask my doctor. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be generic – I mean, just something really, really simple. And it's every, I mean, and it's like, okay, when are you going to understand? Because you have about maybe about 20-something pills that you take starting off in the morning. That's mm-hmm. a lot of pills.
Oh,
Walmart bag. You, and I mean, I know it's a lot of people out there that probably know somebody like that. But it's hard to remember what did you take at 2 o'clock. It's hard to keep up with that. That you're on a whole different cycle of things versus living. You wearing the, I mean, you can't even get away from. I got to take this pill at 2 o'clock and this pill at 4 o'clock and this pill at 12. And I can't take this one with this one. You know, it's a lot.
It sure is.
And then you have all the money for the doctor visit, doctor money for the prescriptions, what they will cover, what they won't cover. You know, it's a lot versus just coming to the understanding that you got to change the diet, what you're putting in your, and you got to get out. You got to exercise.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt. Simple things that's free. You know, simple things that's free because you ain't got to join no gym to exercise. You don't. I mean, walking is free. You know, if you don't do nothing but walk from here to the mailbox and back in the house, that's a start. Walking is free. Those things are free. That you can stop what you put in your mouth, but you ain't got to pay nobody nothing to do it. You know, I don't knock people who's had the surgeries and all those things for weight loss. I don't knock that. I'm not coming against anybody that's done it the way they felt like they have to do it. But if you do it the natural way, it's free. You ain't got to cut no skin off or nothing. If you do it the right way, it's free. You just go on and do what you got to do and say, no, I don't want that. I'm not going to eat it. I've seen people that was big girls got sick. And I mean real sick, and they went down to nothing. I mean nothing. When I tell you nothing, I mean nothing. They was thin. And you like, man, she must be sick. So, you know, you get sick enough, you lose that weight, and you don't want it to come off that way. You know, and walking is free. It don't cost nothing. You know, so, you know.
I mean,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I spend a lot of time at the parks, and, you know, I always look, and I'm looking at everybody running around, and I can see a whole lot of them that have taken the gauntlet and saying, I'm going to get off the couch, and I'm getting ready to
yeah.
go and walk the trails, or I'm getting ready to run, I'm getting ready to buy. But I very seldom see us out there. Very seldom
yeah.
will I see one of us. And I'm
so
like,
late.
You know, it's something. Huh?
I'm so out of shape. That I can walk down there, then I got to take the cab back.
Hey, at least you walk down there. Hey, like I said, baby steps. You ain't even got to walk all the way down there. Just walk to the mailbox and walk back and do it that way. You know, but just, and even with the weight loss stuff, you know, you don't have to start off walking. Just start off, stop eating first and lose some of the weight until you feel comfortable with exercising. And then do that, because I'm telling you, these people, if they don't do something, we're going to lose a lot of people to this stuff. You know, and like I said, it's making the pharmaceutical company rich. They get rich. And it's like, no, that ain't going to work, you know. So I just think that, you know, we have to just begin to start taking our health seriously. And I didn't mean for this to be the topic of conversation, but I guess it's necessary because people can relate, you know, and the biggest thing is that we have to just start taking this stuff real serious because we the one making these people rich. All these bills and medical bills and just unnecessary stuff can all be stopped by what you eat.
Yep. That's easy to say, though.
Oh, believe me, I know.
I mean, I
bring it down the
I'm thinking to myself, I need to get up, you know, as soon as we get off this phone, I'm going to walk down the street there. You understand? And like I said, man, it's difficult, man. I got to have some seats on the way. You understand? Got to be someplace where I can take a breath. You understand?
Yeah.
I know, you understand, little bit by little bit by little bit by little bit, but boy, I'm telling you, I'm so out of shape. Man, you know, and I played all the sports, you understand, up until my early 50s, you understand, I was still playing sports, but I'm telling you, man, you know, this place that I live at right now has been a safe haven, but it's also been a curse.
It was never too late to start. It's never too late to start. You know, because I see people in their 80s and 90s, and they look good. You know, I like
well,
you
see,
said.
I heard this a long time ago. If you never was an exercise type person, then what makes you think you're going to start exercising now?
You can always start anything over. You can always start anything. And it's just, you know, one thing about exercise, and I'll say this, don't let anybody rush you into doing nothing. Baby steps. You ain't got to run a marathon. You know, this you ain't got to do that. Just baby steps. Okay, today, one of the sisters said she bought an exercise machine. She said, and she said to herself, I'm going to start off and I'm going to do, I think she said 5 minutes or 3 minutes. She said, I did 3 minutes, and then I worked myself up to 5 minutes. And then I work myself. You baby steps. Everybody wants you to get. You didn't come on like that. Just baby steps. You got to walk to the post, to the mailbox and walk back. That's enough. Walk to the trash can and dump the trash and come back. That's enough. But you know when you feel like you're ready. But don't let nobody rush you into doing it because this is your body and you know your body.
That's
so
right.
Baby
and another
steps,
thing.
Be careful.
Just being. I'm sorry, I interrupted. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. Go ahead. I'm finished.
Another thing that you can do that I've started to do or was successful in is if you're watching 30 minutes worth of TV, when the commercials come on, get up and walk around the house. And don't sit back down until the commercials are over. And that in itself, because there's so many commercials, can give you 30 minutes worth of exercises. And it's cumulative. You don't have to do it all at once.
Well, see, you know, one thing else I got to say is that and all of those remedies, powerful, and I need to jump on it. But I've gotten to the point that, see, I can't walk for a long distance, man. My knees give out on me. Man, you know, I got that, I'm missing cartilage, the stuff that's in your cartilage is in your knees. What do they call that? I forget what they call it anyway, you understand? And so, you understand, I used to walk up the street to Walgreens, and then I go the other way and walk up to CVS, you understand? But my knees don't carry me no more, you understand? You know,
right.
they give out on me, you understand, on the way. You understand? And so since I've got this electric wheelchair, I don't even get out the wheelchair anymore. And I know that that's not no good. And I know, you know, it's not a help. You understand? It's become more of a hindrance than anything. You understand? But I got it because my knees wouldn't hold my weight. Hallelujah.
Right. So guess what you do? You got internet, you get you a chair, you cut on YouTube, and you type in exercise for elderly people. And you can do it right there in your living room. You ain't got to move.
I bought me a sitting cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I think I've been on that sitting cycle maybe twice, and I had it for almost a year and a half. It's just that I'm lazy. I know I need to do better.
Yeah, sit in the chair. Yeah. Start out sitting in the chair and watch what happens. You can do it from the chair. Baby steps. You don't let nobody rush you. You ain't got a rush to do it. Baby steps. You would be surprised. Baby
well, brother,
steps.
Let me ask you this question. Do you believe the Most High is going to deliver us out of this land?
I most certainly do.
Okay, then you believe that the Most High can restore your health?
I most certainly do.
Okay, so what I will ask is, if they turn off the electricity and you can't plug that wheelchair up, and they say it's time to go, what's your backup plan?
I got the next plan is to get my walking stick and walk down them stairs. You understand?
Okay then. And that's where you start. That's where you start. You put that in your mindset that you want to meet us at the boat.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You're absolutely correct. Ain't no doubt about it. You understand?
You exercise your needs where you need and change the diet. You got to meet us at the boat.
Yep. But I don't want to leave you for real. I really don't want to leave you. He was like, you ain't leaving me nowhere now, Yaina. I know I ain't trying to leave you, you know, but hey.
But I don't want to go before time. I really don't, you understand?
Right.
I trust that the Almighty, you understand? He will, you know, I listen, you can't imagine in my lifetime, and I lived up till this point right here. I ain't got no bullet hole wounds in me, no stab wounds in me, you understand? And I ain't on no narcotics. I ain't in the penitentiary. You understand? So this is all Almighty because of all the stupid stuff that I did it with other folks, and they gone. They ain't here no more. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that the Almighty gonna watch out for me, and this might be the conversation that's gonna get me up to doing what I need to do. I know that the Almighty gonna come get me, but there's little things that I need to do too.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's for everybody. It ain't just you. It's for all of us. You know, you got to start somewhere. And like I said, the first thing to start is putting the food in your mouth, you know, and that's the first start. And I know it's hard. It's hard. And you got to wean yourself off of it. You do. You have to wean yourself off of it. And it's just, that's just the way that it has to be. And you let the Most High do what he said he going to do, and he going to do it. Without a doubt, he will do it. Because he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And we just need to do it. And I just wanted to bring that up because of all the people that I saw today. It was amazing. And they, like I said, it didn't want old people. It was young women. They were sticking out in the front and in the back. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. You know, and the guys are so used to it. You know, they don't even say nothing. It's like, man, you know, that don't bother you? But that's just, you know, because that's the way we look now. And that just can't be normal. I don't care what nobody say. That's not normal for us to have to do that. But like I said, you can order a lot of stuff online, you know, Amazon or whatever, however you're going to do it, and you can do stuff in your living room, you know, to start that thing out, you know. So it's just, you know, I just wanted to bring that out because of so many things that we are experiencing here now, you know, and it's like, I don't know, I don't want to. You want something? I don't. You can have it. You eat all that. I don't want no more. My grandson had a birthday party. He turned one. My son came up to me, one of them little bitty bags of Lay's potato chips. I said, I don't eat that anymore. He said, you don't? I said, I don't eat that anymore. And he kind of looked like, wow, no, that ain't funny. I mean, because It just ain't funny. It's serious. But that's what I'm doing for me. You know, I this is for me. Because it ain't, you know, it just is for me. It ain't about nobody else. You have to do this for you because I want to live and not die. I do. You know, I do. I've watched a lot of people with poor health issues, you know, continue to do things and they end up dying. Ended up dying. And all we can do is just trust y'all. Hold on. Area code 330. Your mic is open. You are on the air.
Hey, Shalom.
Shalom.
I just wanted to make a couple of points. The first thing, put it down. The first thing is about CBD oil. If you can look up X Factor Relief, is what I take on a daily basis, and it helps with everything. The second point is X Factor Relief. The second point I wanted to make, you know, when slaves were brought here, they were put under the European diet. So everything that's over here is not what they were eating over there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the problem, too. The other point I wanted to make was when
when we came over here, we had to make do with whatever they had left.
Yeah,
so
this
is part of the problem, and the food has changed because I used to be a short order cook, and we cook by time. So I went to a restaurant, and I said, I'd like a hamburger well done. Well, it came back medium, which means it's still kind of pink on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But they're cooking by time, but it's not the kind of time that we're used to. So that's what I wanted to tell you, and I tried to Gmail you, but it's invalid. So I'll try to find it again. Thank you.
Okay. My email address is the Yehuda, YEHUDAH, project, project, @gmail.com.
Okay, I think I put that in there, and it said it was invalid, so I'll try it again.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. But yeah,
thank you.
Mhm. Yeah, you know, the issue is this is some real stuff. This is serious business, and a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but it ain't going to go away. It's not. I mean, you know, you got people that are really dealing with some things, and I just want us to be healthy. I just want, in the midst of it all, while we sit back and watch all the things that we watch, I want us to be healthy, and we got to be healthy, you know. And, yeah, cornbread and pinto beans was good back when Grandma was cooking it, but something has been changed because it ain't the same no more. You know, I mean, you know, that's that poor man's meal. That's a wonderful meal that we used to have. You know, beef neck bones and potatoes and green beans with a little piece of cornbread with some hot sauce and some Kool-Aid. That used to be the meal. But something done changed. Something has changed that made things look different. And I'm tell you why, because I can buy green beans from Kroger's, and then I can buy green beans from Jungle Gems. Both of them are green bean. One is darker than the other one, and one is waxier than the other one, and one goes bad faster than the other one. Just saying. You know, we got to start paying attention to this stuff because this stuff is real. You know, and I know we don't have control over it because we don't really produce our own food on a mass scale, you know, but this is real stuff. You know, and I don't know what happened to the holistic doctors. I think they all gone because you can't hardly find not a holistic doctor nowhere.
That is correct.
You can't.
I got another sign up here. It says Monsanto is poisoning us.
They are.
GMOs. Blah, blah, blah.
They are. Something is going on. You know, they trying to offer food that don't grow out of the ground. You know, they really are. They're introducing all kind of stuff they done made in the laboratory. Mm-mm. The meat's being cloned. Remember we did a story on that. How they cloning the meat now? They ain't even giving birth no more. They just cloning the same animal. It's like, Lord have mercy. That's why you better bless it. You don't have no choice.
Yeah, definitely a lot going on these days. But I mean, like I said, it's just like they're wanting to put out all this fake food. There's a lot of people that's aware of it.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff is coming. Like he said, the CBD oil, that, I mean, it's all natural and it helps. Oh my gosh, it helps a lot with arthritis. I mean, I can give you an exact list of a lot of things that it helps with. For anybody, I bought my mother them some for their arthritis for their hands. But there are a lot of things that it helps with that people aren't really readily aware of because it helps with acne, it helps with ADD, You know, with Alzheimer's, anorexia, anxiety, arthritis, asthma, bipolar, cancer, digestive issues, diabetes, epilepsy, glaucoma, heart disease, inflammation, kidney disease, liver disease, chronic pain, nausea, multiple sclerosis. And that lady told me she had, like, in the morning she took 28 pills. And at night she had to take 9. And I said, how many are you on now? She says, none.
Wow.
28 pills in the morning and night. She had multiple sclerosis. And she's a teacher and walks around just fine. OCD, Parkinson's, rheumatism, schizophrenia, sickle cell. I mean, it's got so many different things. And I know a lot of people are afraid of it, but research, it's a natural thing. I mean, it takes, it's only a small portion, but it goes a long way.
Yeah.
Restoring your health. And I mean, the one thing she told me, she said, this is trying to take your body back to that pure factor before we started introducing all of this stuff into our bodies. If you get that along with your trace minerals to start building yourself up, it'll start making some difference.
Yeah, you got to put the minerals and the vitamins back in because truly. You know what? I ran across something just a few minutes ago. And let me spell it for you. It's G is in girl, L is in Larry, Y as in yellow, P is in Paul, H is in Harry, O is in Oscar, S is in Sam. Excuse me, Sam. A is in apple, T is in Tom, and E is in Edward. Glyphosate. They said, this is the article, it says, I am frankly shocked this information is not making front page news right now. Monsanto will do anything to bury this story, and as of right now, it's working. Not a single mainstream media outlet has covered this appalling news story that shows millions of people being poisoned by a chemical that does not belong in our food. This chemical is ending up in processed food like Cheerios, Ritz crackers, and Oreos, and being consumed by humans across the world. The health of millions of people is on the line, and this news must go mainstream. That's why I'm calling every single one of you who reads this post to share this breaking story now. The only way this injustice will be corrected is if enough of us stand up and demand that something be done to stop the poisoning of our food supply. And it talks about how the FDA has approved this chemical. I told y'all, it says FDA registered food safety laboratory tested iconic American food for residue of weed killer glyphosate, a.k.a. Monsanto Roundup. And found alarming amounts. It's in Cheerios, it's in Wheaties, it's in Trix, it's in Annie's, it's in Corn Flakes, it's in Raisin Bran, it's in Kashi, it's in Kellogg's Special K, it's in Frosted Flakes, it's in Cheez-Its, it's in Ritz, it's in Triscuits, it's in Oreos, it's in Stacy's, it's in Lay's, it's in Doritos, it's in Fritos, Goldfish, Little Debbie, on and on and on and on. It says, here's why we should be concerned about eating it. Independent research links glyphosate to cancer. It has been deemed to probable human carcinogenics around the by the World Health Organization team of international cancer experts. The childhood cancer rate is steadily rising. Research also indicates it's an endocrine disruptor, which disrupts hormones and leads to reproductive problems, onset puberty, obesity, diabetes, and some cancers.
Oh, my gosh.
It is a broad-spectrum antibiotic killing the good bacteria in your gut. Poor gut health is linked to inflammation and a whole host of diseases. It binds with vital nutrients in the soil like iron, calcium, magnesium, zinc, and prevents plants from taking them up. This is a weed killer chemical that they are putting in the food. I told y'all, we got to really be careful what we eat. I'm serious. This is just one chemical. That's why we have to start, we have to stop. It says it is hidden in beer. It's hidden in Budweiser. It's hidden in Budweiser Light. It's in the bread. It's all. Oh, they said GMOs, corn syrup is in all of the beers. They're using it in the beers. Let's see what else they said they're using it in. And the bread has stuff in. I told y'all, we got to stop. Anything they produce that you have, they have to produce for you, I don't recommend eating. I just don't.
Mm.
It's like they're
what
slowly trying to kill our people.
Always said that any nation that has to depend on another nation for its food is sure to perish.
Yeah.
And that's where we've been at all. We've been at this, and the brother made a valid point. Mary, since we've been here, the diet has changed. I don't believe when we was in 400 years ago, when we was in Africa, we wasn't no obese people. We wasn't sick with all kinds of diseases. The Almighty gave us the herbs of the field. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so consequently, you understand, we ate them on a regular basis to ward off all kinds of diseases. You understand? So, you know, but when they brought us over here, man, you understand what I'm saying? We weren't, and we were pretty good in surviving because what we did, we had to eat what we had to eat, you understand? And we made the best of it, you understand? But it got out of hand. When we stopped, you know, there was another little saying that they had on the internet, you understand, is that we gave up farming for a paycheck.
Yeah, I mean... It, and it's not just that. It's a whole lot of stuff. Anything that they have to produce, that they produce in bulk, you should really stop eating it. I mean, it may take us, some of us, to go to the store and become bakers or whatever, but if you still want to eat cookies, you need to make your own. Because anything you putting in, they putting in there, that they have to put in there for you, You really should. You got to look at the chemicals. That's why I stopped eating canned goods, because I thought about it. I said, look at all this chemicals that this stuff is floating around in, and this stuff can float around in this chemical in this can for at least 10, 15 years. And you said, mm-mm. I was like, no, I don't want no green beans that's been floating around in chemical juice for 5 or 6 years on the shelf. So anything that they mass produce, you really, really should not. You really should try your best not to do that.
And it sounds like the FDA has been greatly compromised. Not that I'm not saying that they ever had ultimate integrity, but it sounds like they've been compromised where you really can't trust it just when they say FDA approved.
Yeah.
It's that under the table money. That's how all of them guys get their thing through. The under the table money, legislation. Then you think that they go under there and talk about something, they just throwing up there to trade money.
Yeah. And I mean, when you stick it on my, I told my cousin that the other day, it don't matter how rich you are and how much money you have, if you don't feel good, it don't matter.
Yep.
It don't. I mean, you can have all the money in the world, the Brinks truck can roll up to your house and put it in your house. But if you're too sick to get up and move, it doesn't matter.
Right. I heard that Trump's brother died today, his younger brother, and he was only 71. So that is very true.
You know, it don't matter how much money you have. It really don't. If you don't feel good, you'd rather feel good than walk around sick all the time.
I agree.
So, I mean, you know, we just have to be careful. We have to definitely bless our food. We really do. We have to bless our food, and we have to prepare our own food. At least give us a fighting chance and let us prepare our own food. Anything that has already prepared for you and all you got to do is heat it up, I would advise you not eat that. I really would. I mean, because that's defeating the purpose. When it's easier for you to buy some chicken and clean it off real good and let it soak in some salt water for a minute and rinse it off and put it in the oven and just cut the oven on and bake it for a couple. That's better than you buying this stuff that's already prepackaged and you pop it in the microwave. We just got to stop. The box mashed potatoes, all that stuff. You got to stop eating that stuff. You know, this is you know, it don't take nothing, you know, to start putting things together and just eating according to the way we were supposed to eat it. Yeah, take a few minutes, and that's what I was telling my son. I said, yeah, take a few minutes to snap some beans. I said, but you'd be surprised. It's cheaper for you to buy some fresh green beans and snap them and pour them, put them over in a pot of some with some beef broth or some chicken broth, bouillon cubes or something, and do it that way, then doctor up a can of green beans. It's going to take you forever to doctor up that can of green beans with all that chemical taste on it. You know, it's like, no. So it is a lot. You know, we just got to start being conscious about what we eat. We really do.
That saying that when we learn better, we do better?
We do better. That's it. When we learn better, we do better. You know, buy the fresh stuff. I mean, that's how I believe anyway. You know, buy the fresh stuff. Cook the fresh. I like it frozen. They still doing something to freeze it. No. Read the box and see how much chemicals you got in there. Now, you know, it just don't make sense. So, you know.
Well, you can say... Even with COVID now, the family should be coming back together to eat around the table again.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we need to start going now.
Yeah, that's true. They cooking again, too. Like, well, we might as well cook our own food, you know, than to do so-and-so, than to bless somebody. Yeah, they are. That's true. It did kind of restore the family unit back again because you had to stay at home. That's true. You know,
can't nobody afford. I mean, you can't. You're not gonna be able to afford to eat out for, you know, everybody at home every day. I mean, there are a lot of people that do that, but
yeah,
they're gonna pay a price in the long run because the emergency room always open. You know, 24/7. But we
that
need to
true.
Make the conscious changes within ourselves, within our children, because I mean, it's one thing to go to the grocery store, and I used to always get annoyed with why people would always, when you're going to the grocery store, they're always looking to see what you have in your basket. And and I would have that annoyance, that energy going out, but taking it in now, I start looking at what's in my basket,
right.
And I find myself looking at other people's baskets now. But when you look at some of the younger sisters, everything in there is sweets and microwavable.
Yep.
Sweets and microwavable. It's a sadness that goes off. Probably the same thing you felt of just the price of these children growing up and not having, and then you want to know why they can't sit down, why they can't stay in their seat, why they so hyper all day. You know, why they don't pay attention. And you wonder. I mean, so it's not just about us. It's about us helping our sisters, us helping our brothers. I mean, we need to help each other. It's about returning back to that form of all of us helping each other. Because it's nothing about, so many people just don't even know how to cook. They don't even go in there and turn the oven on.
It's true. I went to the store last a week or so ago, and the checker was picking up my celery and my vegetables and asking me, "What is this?" It's like they don't even know what vegetables look like anymore.
Yeah, and if you look at some of these people's, if you look at some of these girls' carts at the grocery store, it's like you ain't got nothing but junk food in there. You know?
Have y'all ever heard of cilantro?
I've heard of what now?
Cilantro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they know that.
That they know.
I found that out about 5 years ago, cilantro. I never ate that. Well, I found out it's very good in vegetables, you know, and salads and stuff like that.
Hold on a minute, you guys. 973, your mic is open. You're on the air. 973? We can't hear you. Your phone must be muted.
Try me now? Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. I apologize. Especially my parents who listened to you and asked me to call in. I could really use some advice, and they think you might be able to help. I don't know if you would be willing to help me.
What is it?
Well, we're going through a family crisis. I have a bad addiction in my life, and it's just resulted in a lot of pain within the family and led to some infidelity that I caused, and I'm just trying to get over it and talk it out.
Okay.
Are you still using?
Well, it's not a drug addiction, though people have compared it to that. It's what they call, my therapist calls, a sex addiction.
Oh, well, that's half the world. Shit. That's
unfortunately,
half
the world.
You gotta want to stop. You gotta want to clean up your addiction. Nothing's gonna change unless you make a change. You don't change, change remains the same.
Well, I really do, because I've caused a lot of pain. Recently, I kind of broke up my cousin's marriage because I slept with her husband, and it led to a terrible, terrible situation within the family, and that's kind of why my parents asked me to call in to you folks and talk about it.
Hold on, let me say that you slept with your cousin's husband.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Well, see, here's the thing. You got a different problem. See, drugs is one problem, and then sex is another problem. Now, when you have a sex problem, that means there's somebody else involved. You know,
yeah.
It's just not you. It's somebody else also.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to quite put this, but, you know, we follow the laws of the Most High in the scriptures, which says that same-sex marriage is forbid. I mean, same-sex having intercourse or actions or whatever is against Yah's law. So
we don't
break that law over here. Now, I don't know what nationality you are or, you know, where you're from, but those are the laws that govern us, and, you know, we have a fear of the Most High. There are certain things we just don't practice, we don't do. Irregardless to the laws that they have passed in this nation, we follow Yah's laws, which say that those are the things that we don't do. And everybody has issues, and everybody has desires, and everybody has thoughts, one way or the other, some good, some bad. You know, but it's like food and everything else we just said earlier today. You have to make a conscious effort that I'm just not going to do that no more, or you're going to let it control you.
That is correct.
Right.
Because then one other thing here, too, is that you can't follow the laws unless you believe that the Almighty is the one that put them laws in place. You understand? Most of the people today don't believe in any God. So how are they going to follow any laws?
Right.
So would it be all right?
My father Ben is here. Could he speak with you? He's asking to speak with you.
Sure.
Okay, hang on. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you speak to my son. I really appreciate it. And your time, I'm listening. You're giving him well, the advice I hope you'd give him. I mean, he did a terrible thing to this family. You know, that's a family member, and you're trying to get with the husband. I mean, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. And I told him many times, you cannot do that. And I see you had the same thought on it.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, because I mean,
well,
he's old enough to know.
He's old enough to know not to do that.
Well, there's a punishment when you go against God's laws. Now, you understand? You know, first of all, you understand you can't not be holding him up and letting him get away with stuff, man, lead to other things. You understand? So you got to be, if you're the father of the young man, you got to be able to see those trigger points. And tell
my name's Ben, by the way.
Huh?
My name is Ben. You're welcome to call me Ben.
Okay.
Okay,
Ben. You understand? You got to be able to see those trigger points so it won't lead to something else. You understand? And you got to hold to those points. You understand? So that, you understand, he got the, and then he can start recognizing, his infraction and his stuff that he's doing. You understand? But you got to hold him to his, you can't be an enabler.
We are supposed to be an example to the other nations.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I know that they passed a lot of laws in this nation to allow certain things to happen when it comes to same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships, you know. And even though these things have happened, they go against Yah's law.
That's
correct.
Of course.
Everybody has to make a decision. Are we going to follow his law and we're going to have a life, an existence that's going to be correct in his eyes and be blessed by him? Or we're going to give in to our desires, because like I said, everybody has desires. Now, they may not come on and say, well, I'm struggling with this or I'm struggling with that, but we are struggling with something. And every day, because it's a mental thing, you have to fight these desires in your mind every day, whether it be an addiction to food, whether it's an addiction to alcohol, whether it's an addiction to sex, whether it's an addiction to drugs. This is something in order to get... You gotta struggle through this and fight against it, because nobody can do it.
I do believe the devil is at play here, because he told me something I thought was very telling. Before this started, and I was very shocked by it. But he told me he was addicted to beyond just sex. He was addicted to the actual act of consuming the semen. And I believe that is, say, I mean, who, I've never heard of such a thing in my life, to be addicted to that. And that to me is satanic.
Well, see, you know, like I said, there's, you know, when there's more than one person involved, you understand, you got to look at the whole picture. You understand? Is this just one? One thing that he has done, or has it been a pattern of stuff?
It's a pattern. He's been doing this with neighbors, and now with a member of the family. You know, imagine having to call his cousin and explain that not only did he do this with her husband, but he says he's addicted to semen.
Well, he got a real big problem, and he might have to go to the psychoanalyst or psychologist and have him work on some stuff, man. You know. So, I mean, that's what I see.
I hate to cut this short. My advice would be, you know, if he wants help, you'll probably have to get him some professional help, you know, because we really can't offer professional help on this show as it pertains
Absolutely.
To things like that. What we can do is we lead you to Yah's word if you believe in the Bible, you know, and that's what governs us, because that's what keeps us together one way or the other in terms of what we do. You know, we will continue, we will pray that, you know, he makes the right decision, you know, but some choices that we make, choices have repercussions. They really do. They have repercussions, and, you know, we just have to continue to pray. You know, because we live by those laws. We live by those laws. We believe those laws. And we try to do everything we can in this captivity to please Yah by obeying his laws. So on that
Absolutely.
Note, we've come to the end of our call. Again, you know, like I said, we will continue to hold you guys up in prayer, and we will move forward. Brother Yerushalayim, if you, Brother Donnie, I want to say your goodbyes and tell them about the men's call. You know, that if we do have a men's call on Tuesday night. You guys may be interested in that. Brother Yerushalayim, you want to give them some information?
All right. The men's call is every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Phone number for the call is 720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215.
All right, and we also have a women's call the same night on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154-102-pound. You know, and I sincerely hope, you know, that wasn't a prank call, but if it was, you know, these are the things, and, you know, we will continue to be able to pray as a nation. We have to give them information pertaining to the scriptures.
Absolutely.
That's what we do. Anytime something like that comes up, we got to take them to the scriptures because, you know, some of the people in the other nations don't believe Yah is real. And we're getting ready to experience our Elohim in a way that we have never experienced him before, you know, and it's not going to be funny when he show up. You know, so all the things that people are pleasuring themselves with and all the things that people are doing to excite themselves, whether it's sexual, whether it's immoral, whether it's with children, whether it's with animals, whatever it is that they're doing in this nation, he's on his way back to show up, and it's not going to be a nice situation. So anytime you bring these kind of things to us, we're going to take you to the word, because we're not doctors, we're not psychologists, we don't do anything like that. We're going to take you straight to the word and tell you what Yah's word says, because that's what we stand on.
Absolutely.
Period. Brother Donnie, you want to say something before we dismiss?
I just want to say that, you know, see, we're supposed to be priests to the other nations. And that entails to me example by sight. You understand? So, you understand, you know, and trusting in the Almighty with all our heart and all our soul and with every fiber of our being, so that, you understand, when we're confronted with things that are beyond our capabilities, we got an Almighty that's going to watch over us and guide us out of it. And I'm an example because I've been through a lot of stuff, and I'm still here to talk about it. All praises to the high and holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High, Yah. So I just want everybody to know that, because we receive a lot of calls on this line. And because it's an open forum and people can call in, and I had my button, my finger on the mute button because I was waiting for it to go in that other direction. But it went far enough to let me know, you know, that this is not to be played with. We're not here to play games, even though you guys from the other nation don't understand what we're saying or what we're doing. You know, the choice is that everybody has a choice to make. Everybody has a choice to make, whether you're going to live according to his word or you're not. You can make excuses all day long. It's not funny. It's not cute. The Elohim of Israel is about to show up. And when he comes, it ain't going to be good for you. It's not going to be good for some of the people that have been living certain kind of lifestyles. And I'm just not picking on them. All of us, liars, adulterers, cheaters, everybody that's doing, that's why I tell everybody every day, repent without ceasing. Don't stop repenting, because everybody has bad thoughts, whether it's to cheat on your taxes, whether it's to cheat on your wife, whatever it is, we all go through it, because you wouldn't be human. The enemy is enticing everybody to do all kind of things, but you got in with anything, with food addiction, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, sex addiction, whatever it is, you've got to say, no, I'm not going to do it. Because that body wants to be pleasured. That body wants sugar. That body wants alcohol. That body wants sexual pleasure. But everything that the body wants, we can't give it, because we have to be obedient to Yah's law. And that's period. No, they lighten up now. Let me see. Lord have mercy. 773, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Lord have mercy is the right way to put it. My God, my God, my God, what you are doing is truly the Lord's work. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you're saying. I so appreciate it. I've never heard a call like that in all my days. Never, ever, ever. I mean, my God, to even think that. God bless you for what you're doing and what you're saying today. I mean, hey, oh my God. Y'all are saints. Really and truly, y'all are saints, what you're doing today.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Area code 337, your mic is open. You're on the air. I think he hung up. I don't know. I lost him. But I'm telling you, when I tell you that the other nations are listening, they really are. You know, we got to live a certain way. It just got to be a certain way. I'm sorry. You know, you better.
I'm telling you, you're going to run up on something.
You ready to deal with. You. Ain't none of us ready to deal with y'all. I'm telling you.
I think you're absolutely right, Sister Yaina, man. We got to be able to bring them to the scripture, show them what the story is, and let them make the decision on their own. You understand? And you're absolutely correct. We don't have no degrees in nothing. You understand? We might have a degree in understanding what the words say. You understand? But that's as far as we go. You understand? The young man needs to go a little further and really seek professional help, like you said. I agree with that.
And guess what? We all got to repent. I got to repent for the stuff I got dealing on with my own life. I got to repent every day. There's not a moment that I don't have to repent.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm serious.
Absolutely. You understand? It's a daily process with me.
Because each time
I wake up with something that I done did that was stupid and insane. You understand? You know, so I got to go back and repent again for that stupidity that I just woke up to. You know, I did it, and I admit that I ain't been all that squeaky clean, and I'm working on me real bad. You understand? That's what you got to do. You got to work on you. If you want to relinquish yourself from some of this stupidity, then you got to work on you. It ain't gonna happen overnight. Hallelujah.
No. Oh, you got to. It's a struggle. It's a day we transition daily. You know, the Most High blessed, and only as long as you have a pure heart and you're not playing, because He is not to be played with. We ain't seen Him in a while. See, the thing is He ain't showed up in a while. We've all gone into our respective churches and we've lifted up holy hands to whatever and whomever. But when He show up, that's gonna be a whole different ball game. And when He do show up, it's going to be an ugly situation. It is not going to be nice. So I don't want to be faced with standing before Him and have anything in my heart that's not supposed to be there or my mind. So, no, I just advise you to go before the Most High, and that's where you're going to get your redemption from. It's not going to come from us. We have to lead you to the Word. And on that note, everybody, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you Tuesday night. If you'd like to join the men's call, that's where you need to be able to talk about those things. And men dealing with men, and you guys can handle that, and we deal with the women, and we handle that. And with much love and the peace of Yah, we say shalom, shalom to everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Good night, everybody. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.